Called Spider's Poem. Why did you do it? Couldn't you see me as innocent and trusting? I looked up to you so much then, like a fetus curled up, went into a cocoon, stuck to your house, not caring whether I was washed off this earth or even touched again. I felt the wind lash at me as I hung by a thread from this emotional pendulum. And I hope the momentum of our unity would get us through this nightmare. Then I felt you press against me, and I tried waking and went back to sleep, not wanting to believe what was happening, just hoping for the time to pass so I could be put out of my way of this psychic entanglement. What doesn't kill our spirit makes us stronger, is all I could think, to keep my cocoon from burning up and being devoured by the oppressive deluge of your thoughts. I'm coming out of my cocoon now, maybe a moth, maybe a butterfly, wanting to dance and glide from flower to flower. But in order to shed these causes of my anger toward you, I must stop believing I'm a victim and you're the cause, or that you're a victim and I'm the cause, but that we are both somehow are an effect of some dysfunctional denial.